What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll pay tribute to Matthew Dickerson, an influential music promoter who lived and worked in the Indiana Avenue neighborhood. During his long career as a promoter, Dickerson brought the biggest stars in jazz music to Naptown, including Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Fats Waller, and many more. His work stretched from the swing era to the age of rock and roll. In addition to his work in jazz, Dickerson also booked concerts with legendary R&B performers from Louis Jordan to James Brown. Stay tuned for the next hour as we celebrate Matthew Dickerson by listening to music from the legendary stars he worked with. Very little is known about Dickerson's early years. He was born around 1903, and his work as a promoter began during the 1920s. Dickerson's first promotions were not concerts, they were sporting events. Dickerson rose to prominence, organizing statewide basketball tournaments for black athletes. Dickerson's basketball tournaments were grand affairs and often featured music from local Avenue bands like the Brown Buddies. His 1928 tournament included 15 teams and was held at Tomlinson Hall, a public meeting hall in Indianapolis adjacent to the City Market Building. During the era of segregation, Dickerson was among the first black promoters to utilize this space. He would host some of his biggest concerts and dances at Tomlinson Hall. It was in 1935 when Dickerson emerged as a major concert promoter in Naptown. During that year, he hosted parties with the biggest dance bands in the country, including a July date with the Duke Ellington Orchestra at Tomlinson Hall and an August concert with Jimmy Lunsford in the Walker Theater Ballroom. We'll hear music from both of those bands now. This is Duke Ellington with Coco and Jimmy Lunsford with Tain't What You Do. In 1936 was a busy year for Matthew Dickerson. He produced over a dozen major concerts that year, featuring the greatest names in American entertainment. We'll hear music from five of those artists now. Up first, we'll hear Earl Hines with Boogie Woogie on St. Louis Blues. Dickerson hosted Earl at the Walker Theater Ballroom in August of 1936. After that, we'll listen to Chick Webb performing Midnight in a Madhouse. Chick played at the Tomlinson Hall in July of 1936. Don Redman also played Tomlinson Hall that year. We'll hear his recording of Shakin' the African. Dickerson featured the Fletcher Henderson Band at Tomlinson Hall in November. We'll listen to their recording, Sugarfoot Stomp. And finally, we'll hear Fats Waller singing The Joint is Jumpin'. Dickerson presented Fats at Tomlinson Hall in November of 1936.
When the shadows are creeping, the stars go peeping to the rhythm of the band. Boy, downtown's uptown, shaking that African. It's a brand new movement, but boy, what an improvement. You know, the gang goes loco, doing that African. Them corner tricks and red hot licks, and the more you're down. And if you want a treat to low-down beat, boy, come on uptown.
A long old Harlem way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
That was Fats Waller with The Joint is Jumpin'. Fats was one of the many legendary musicians who worked with the Avenue promoter Matthew Dickerson. Up next, we'll hear music from two artists Dickerson featured in 1937. First, we'll hear Louis Armstrong with I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Dickerson hosted Louis at Tomlinson Hall in August of that year. After that, we'll listen to Ella Fitzgerald with When I Get Low, I Get High. Dickerson featured Ella at Tomlinson Hall in August of 1937.
What's the matter with you, boy? Don't you know I got a right to sing the blues? Listen at this. Look out. 1, 2.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down among the rim.
Oh, Lord, ain't it cold, but I'm not gonna holler, 'cause I still got a dollar and win. I get low. Oh, I get high. My man walked out. Now you know that ain't right. Well, he better watch out if I meet him tonight. I said, when I get low, oh, I get high.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the legacy of Matthew Dickerson, an influential Avenue promoter who brought the biggest stars in American music to Naptown. Dickerson got his start promoting sporting events, and he combined music and sports throughout his career. He promoted dances for the Addicts basketball team at the Walker Theater Ballroom, and in 1958, he partnered with the Indianapolis Clowns to host a rock and roll baseball night at Victory Field. Dickerson was best known for his giant dance parties at Tomlinson Hall, a public meeting hall in Indianapolis adjacent to the city market. Dickerson brought legendary stars to Tomlinson Hall, including Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and Ella Fitzgerald. He was one of the few black promoters to utilize this space during the era of segregation. But that all came to an end during the late 1940s with the election of Albert Finney as mayor of Indianapolis. Allegations published in the Indianapolis Recorder and Star accused Finney of denying use of Tomlinson Hall for mixed-race dance parties. These changes forced Dickerson to find new locations for his events, including Indiana Avenue's Sunset Terrace and the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Up next, we'll hear music from two legendary jazz stars Dickerson brought to Naptown during the 1940s. First, we'll listen to Sarah Vaughan singing A Night in Tunisia. Dickerson featured Sarah at the Sunset Terrace in 1948. After that, we'll hear Lionel Hampton with Flying Home. Dickerson hosted Hampton twice in the Manufacturers Building at the Indiana State Fairgrounds.
The magic my heart once knew is dressed in blue, the shadow of night all around me. I walk in a moonlight solitude when I thought romance really found me. Love was just an interlude.
That was Lionel Hampton with Flying Home. Hampton was one of many legendary musicians who worked with the Avenue promoter Matthew Dickerson. During the late 1940s, rhythm and blues replaced jazz as the most popular dance music among black audiences. Matthew Dickerson changed with the times, bringing the biggest R&B stars to Naptown. We'll hear three of those performers now. In 1947, Dickerson featured the famous Louis Jordan Band at Tomlinson Hall. We'll listen to Jordan's recording of Louisville Lodge Meeting. After that, we'll hear the Three Blazers with Snuff Dippin' Mama. They played the Sunset Terrace in 1948. Finally, we'll listen to Buddy Johnson with his hit recording, Since I Fell for You. Dickerson hosted Johnson's band at the Walker Theater Ballroom in 1948.
I been to social functions down around Mobile. Attended them in Richmond where they rock for real. I fell in on a barbecue in Birmingham. I went in like a lion and came out like a lamb. I messed around in Memphis, thought it was the end. Oh, Mr. What a session, thought I'd never mend. But I can tell you now, I never lived until that fine large meeting down in Louisville.
It was crazy.
I took her to the opera. I looked at baby's lip. By the way that it was drooping, I knew that baby had a dip. Stuff dipping, mama. What makes your lip hang so low? You gotta stop that dipping. Daddy don't love you no more.
I feel for you.
That was Buddy Johnson with Since I Fell For You. Buddy was one of many legendary musicians who worked with the Avenue promoter Matthew Dickerson. During the 1950s, Dickerson embraced the rise of rock and roll. He often hosted teen dances in the Walker Theater Ballroom. Up next, we'll hear two rock and roll acts Dickerson brought to the Walker. First, we'll listen to The Clovers with Love Potion No. 9, followed by The Penguins with Earth Angel.
I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold-capped tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of Love Potion No. 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is Love Potion No. 9.
Just a fool, a fool in love with you.
All aboard for Night Train.
Matthew Dickerson produced one of his last major events in 1956 at Skate Arena, a popular venue and roller skating rink located in the Martindale neighborhood. The event featured the Indianapolis debut of James Brown, the godfather of soul. Brown's single, Please, 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 was climbing the charts at the time of his Naptown performance. We'll listen to that track now.
I love you so. Baby, take my hand.
That was James Brown with Please, Please, Please. Brown was one of many legendary musicians who worked with the Avenue promoter Matthew Dickerson. On this week's show, we've been celebrating Dickerson's work by listening to music from the performance he brought to Naptown. Matthew Dickerson died in April of 1970. He was 67 years old. An obituary published by the Indianapolis Recorder wrote, "At one time, the name Matthew Dickerson was a household word around Naptown." That's all the time we have for this week. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. And if you will stop and listen, I will tell you it's a